Thank you for downloading this podcast from the Echo e-learning page. Don't forget that Echo membership would provide you with unlimited access to a whole range of other educational courses, as well as the entire content of the Echo e-library. Please check this out at www.echo-ibd.eu.
Welcome to the podcast providing appropriate advice about the effect of disease, medical treatment and surgery on fecundity, pregnancy and lactation. I'm Adriana Rivera, a member of the NECO committee. Today, we have the pleasure of speaking with Janek van der Boot. She's a qualified researcher in the field of gastroenterology. She has contributed significantly to scientific literature, especially in studying of inflammatory bowel disease and pregnancy. Welcome, Janneke, and thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
To start, what are some of the common concerns that women with IBD that have a pregnancy wish?
Yeah, thank you for this question. At the Erasmus MC, we have an outpatient clinic that is only about counseling and following up our pregnant patients. And this is an outpatient clinic which has a multidisciplinary approach. We also talk with the obstetrician, with the surgeon, and of course our IBD nurse is really important. And I think that's for patients that want to conceive, very important to know that this is not something we do alone, but we do that with several specialists. And that always leads to, of course, many questions from our patients. But one of the questions that my patients always address is, will my child will get IBD? And that's always a very reassuring answer, because there is a low risk. Even if you have UC or CD, the risk is still not that high, of course, a bit higher than the normal population. If they have two parents with IBD, the risk will get higher. But still, this is always a reassuring answer. And I think that is something very easy to address. Another thing that my patients always ask is, of course, about drugs. So does the drug I use will harm my baby? And now, after several years of research in this field, we always can reassure that aspect to the patient, because most of the drugs we just can continue throughout the whole pregnancy. So all the biologics and immunosuppressive drugs. Of course, not the YEC inhibitors and not the methotrexate, but most of the drugs can be really continued throughout the whole pregnancy and also during the conception. Another question is always, will I get pregnant anyways? Because they're all very afraid that the IBD will lead to, well, less fertility. But the IBD will not impact fertility. So patients with IBD can get pregnant. Of course, they have to be in remission, because if there's an active IBD that will impact fertility. But if there is an IBD in remission, there is a normal fertility. Some of our patients, of course, underwent surgery, and surgery, an ileoanal anastomosis, will impact fertility. Not fertility, but we talk about fertility, but the chance of getting pregnant in a biological way. So the IVF procedures will also work in patients with an ileoanal anastomosis. And the good news is that with the new procedures, the chance of getting pregnant also with an ileoanal pouches are excellent. So most of the concerns, well, we can talk about, but at least it helps them, And we are very positive about having IBD and getting children. But of course, you always have to think about the relapse. And that is also something that patients should know. There are several other aspects also important, and that is sometimes also important to notice during these conversations, that is mental health. It's also very important if there are some mental issues to address them already before getting pregnant. That should be the same conversation you have with regards to having a physical health, that also mental health is important. And yeah, talking about physical health, don't smoke, don't use alcohol, use folic acid, and live a healthy life if you want to get pregnant. And that goes also for the partner. So it's not only the female. I think I now addressed most of the common concerns our patients have. Yes, and this is easy to talk about and then send them a letter so they can read it back.
Absolutely. That's a great point. What is the preferred mode of delivery for women with IBD?
Yeah, it's a good question because we also addressed it in the large conversation we have, the counseling conversation. And well, most IBD patients can deliver vaginally. Of course, patients with an active perianal fistulizing disease, we give the advice to undergo a cesarean section. But of course, this is a conversation you have with your patient and also with the obstetrician, because we as gastroenterologists are not the ones that have to do it. So it's important to do this conversation in a multidisciplinary approach. And sometimes about surgery is also a reason to advise for a C-section.
Perfect. Breastfeeding is another significant concern for new mothers with IBD. What advice did you give regarding medication safety and breastfeeding?
Yeah, breastfeeding is something you have to address. It's important, but it's also important already talk about breastfeeding before pregnancy because not all our IBD mothers want to give breastfeeding because of their chronic condition. They might be very fatigued, and then it's very difficult to also breastfeed. And they feel almost obliged to breastfeed due to everyone that is, well, surrounding them, their family, their friends. So it's very important to reassure also that children will get healthy also without breastfeeding. Having said that, most of our IBD females will breastfeed their children, and most of the drugs we prescribe are also compatible with that. Not a methotrexate, not a JAK inhibitors, but all other drugs we just continue also during breastfeeding.
Thank you for clarifying that. For concluding with, what are some of the key messages you emphasize to your patients with IBD who are planning to conceive or who are already pregnant?
Yeah, thank you. If a patient is planning to conceive, well, talk to your doctor. Not all doctors will ask you for this, but talk to your doctor. Continue your drugs. Live a healthy life. And I think knowing that remission is the best way to get pregnant and have an excellent outcome, well, just continue your drugs if you plan to get pregnant. And actually, the same goes while you're pregnant, continue your drugs. Don't stop your drugs because remission is most important. And while you are pregnant, ask for a monitoring, a close monitoring every 8 weeks of your calprotectin, and adjust the drugs while necessary if there is a relapse. And don't be afraid of that. So the relapse is worse.
Thank you. You explained that really well. Thank you, Yannick, for sharing your expertise with us today. Your insight is incredibly valuable for our listener.
Well, thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be here.